One of the things which I really do miss in Gibraltar, at night in the summer, the young girls and boys used to go round the street with guitars and mandolins playing, and they'd come off at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and knock on the door. You'd be asleep, you'd get up, open the door, come in, they'd play some 2 or 3 tunes, have a drink, and off they'd go again. And at night time you could hear all the various comparsas round the town all playing. It was absolutely beautiful.
I remember that I would stand at my window. I had the view of the entrance to the bay, and at 9 o'clock on the dot, the first sort of frigate would be coming through, and ships would be coming into Gibraltar the whole morning, and they would moor in the docks. Destroyers, you would have like 4 abreast, then you would have cruisers, aircraft carriers, and it was an amazing sight, the Mediterranean and the Home Fleet coming in at the same time, hundreds and hundreds of ships, the whole bay and the inside harbour would be full of naval ships. That is an impression that I have in my mind that will always stay with me.
I think nowadays, in a way, people live more independent than before. Before, we were all in these patios, one toilet for about 15 houses and all that, no? Plus, what happened, the women used to fight more each other, really, because of the children. And there was always arguing. Whether you want it or not, you had to mix with all of them there, really.
The best thing that could happen to the people of Gibraltar was to send us during the war to England. It was completely different, you know. We were in those days more, our lives were more like the Spaniards that instead of the British. So when we went to England, it was the biggest thing, the best thing they could ever have done in there.
We were not removed from Gibraltar for our benefit. They were moved from Gibraltar for the benefit of the military.
You're under the army now, darling. You're coming with us. I didn't want to leave my dad. I was crying and crying, holding from his pan, and a soldier had to pull me back.
We went in a convoy. Took us 18 days to reach England because the submarines and the Germans were after us. We couldn't talk loud. We couldn't throw a little bit of paper. Sometimes the weather was lovely. Otherwise, the bad weather came, like the Bay of Biscay. You used to go, old people, young people.
Sky and sea, sky and sea for 17 days. Until eventually one morning, when we came up on deck, we saw land. We didn't know where we were. And gradually, the ship very slowly towed in. Attack came along and asked us, "What do you want?" And everybody cried out, "Bread! Bread!" And shortly after, a small boat came along with loaves of bread and tossing it up. I was a boy of 10. And where were we?
We arrived in the London docks. Sure, it was the London docks. My grandmother, I must take it from her, wasn't never frightened of anything. So she walked along the wharf and the air raid started. And she was told by a policeman to get undercover, and she said, "Don't you dare tell me what to do." She eventually became an ARP warden.
Then we landed in Swansea. We were just getting near the quay when the alarm went that they were coming to bomb. Imagine, the bombs coming down in pitch dark.
When I was living in Marlborough Court, they gave me a bucket with sun and a long shovel. And I was only 11 years old, eh? I used to run in the street all around Kensington, putting incendiary bombs out. I used to put the sun on top of the incendiary bombs and then pick it up and put it in the bucket. The more I used to put off, the better I thought I was doing, you know. When you are young, you know, you don't think about the things. You don't think about the danger that is happening.
My mum, she was very frightened. You know, she was praying all the time. The other thing I can remember was that I was ill. I had a temperature. I think I was about 3 at that time. And my mum was looking at this. It was a very tall window. And she was looking outside and praying, you know, how am I going to take this child downstairs to the shelter?
You're standing there. You see this pilotless plane that comes along with a flame at the back. Then it stops. There's a pause. And it's as if the whole world has stopped. The silence, extraordinary. And then it dives. The bang is a very strange sound. It sounds as if it's fallen into a sack. The sound is muffled. It's an extraordinary sound. And once the bang has happened, that's it. You move on to the next one. It's very strange. I was never frightened. It never frightened me.
The British people there, oh, they did behave with us, marvellous. You know what they used to say? If you want to save your life, go with the Gibraltarians, wherever they are staying, because they are blessed. Go with them.
Tremendous to get back. Everybody was shouting and screaming, and I hadn't seen my father for 4 years. The scenes on the dockside, incredible.
After the war, some marriages had broken up, women thought differently, some of them better, and it changed totally. That formality and that sort of elegance, my mother used to say, disappeared.
There was no civilian structure in Gibraltar after the war. There were no nurses, there were no teachers. Many of the houses had been taken over by the military, were rendered uninhabitable, but there was no compensation. We had to virtually start from scratch again.
If I tell you the truth, I would have stayed in London. I loved it. When we came back, imagine coming back here. If you looked out of the window, you think that you were going to touch the other window. But that was the first 2 weeks. Afterwards, they brought over us.
Those formative years made an impression. If you talk to women living in a very sheltered Gibraltar before the war, the ones that came to England, I mean, it must have been a terrible shock, and yet they coped very well. They became independent. They started working, seeing another world. Some of them even found another man who they liked more than the husband, you know, and so did the man in Gibraltar find another woman from Spain.
Whenever I see a full moon, I will always remember the war. I always remember the frights we used to get living 4 years there.
I really feel very proud of being British, you know, and also very proud of being Gibraltarian. I don't feel anything about Spain, no feeling at all. It's like another country like America, Buenos Aires, whatever, you know. But what really pulls me is England and Gibraltar.
I feel myself as a Gibraltarian because I was born in Gibraltar. I am not British 100. I am 101%. 101%.
Feel myself very British. I do like it. I feel it in my blood.
I've always felt British. British Gibraltarian.
The blood that runs in there is English, Irish and Scottish. It's a peppery mixture.
Gibraltarian. British. Gibraltar have always pulled me back. It's that bit of rock that is there. And most of the Gibraltarian feel that.